Hello, this is Chris Farmer. Welcome to the blog. This one is Leadership Training, How to Manage the Team, the Success Formula. Setting goals is vital to your success, but on its own, setting goals is not enough. Why not? Because many people set goals and never achieve them. You would rather be one of those people who sets goals and achieves them. We define success as the achievement of a worthwhile goal. In order to be successful, we need a formula that will help us to achieve our worthwhile goals. We want a success formula. What is a formula? In science, a formula is an equation that expresses an idea or a theory. A formula is a shorthand way of describing a set of events that will always lead to a certain definite outcome. And it will do so every time without fail. What is a success formula? A success formula is a shorthand way of describing a set of events that will always lead to the achievement of your goals every time without fail. If you follow the success formula, then you will obtain the correct result. Is there such a success formula? Answer: yes, there is a success formula. Here is the success formula. Success equals purpose, plan, action, feedback, and change. Memorize this formula now. Purpose, plan, action, feedback, change. Success is an expression of the success formula. All successful goal-directed action is an expression of the same formula. All successful goal-directed action, whether it is biological, mechanical, man-made or not, follows these same identical steps: purpose, plan, action, feedback, and change. Let us look at each of the five steps. 1. Purpose. The purpose is the SMART goal, the target, the object at which every thought and action is directed. Step 1 is clarify your purpose in clear written statements that you review and affirm every day. Be as specific as possible. Let people know what you want. Become very serious about your own success. Step 2 is formulate your best plan in writing. Gather the best information available and formulate a detailed written plan. The detailed plan acts as a blueprint to guide your daily actions. Writing the plan forces you to think more accurately and define your terms. It allows you to communicate the plan to others more effectively. Then take step 3. Take decisive action on the plan. The plan is only a guide to action. Gather your courage and implement your plan with determination. Remember, a plan will not work unless you do. For every action, there is a reaction. All actions have consequences. Some actions work well, some actions don't work well. Which leads us to step 4. Be keenly aware of the feedback results that your current actions are creating. Perfect knowledge is impossible. So most plans do not work the first time. Notice where your current actions are on target and where you are off target. Where is your plan working well and producing progress? Where is your plan not working and not producing progress? And where is your plan going badly wrong and is worse than useless, i.e. it is counterproductive? When the feedback is in, ponder the meaning of the feedback. Never mistake criticism, setbacks, or temporary defeat as permanent failure. Instead, regroup and think about the meaning of the result and come back stronger with an even better plan. Move instantly to step 5. Step 5. Change in the light of the feedback results. Evolve, adapt, and change. If it isn't working, then change it. Whatever is not working, eliminate it, or adapt or change it. Don't keep on doing things that don't work or that are counterproductive. It seems obvious that you shouldn't do what doesn't work, and it seems obvious that you shouldn't do what is counterproductive. And yet, you will have seen many examples of people continuing to do things that don't work, i.e. shouting at people, or continuing to do things that are worse than useless, i.e. when facing a problem, getting drunk. Instead, embrace change. Forge ahead by constantly adapting and improving according to the feedback results. Even better, anticipate the changes necessary and avoid problems before they occur. Take advantages of opportunities before the others see it. Notice that when you adapt the plan, you are back on step 2 of the success formula. Keep reiterating the process. Reiteration means reduplication, the act of repeating over and over again the same steps. Reiterate these steps. Plan, action, feedback, change. Improved plan, action, feedback, change. Improved plan, action, feedback, change. Keep going until you achieve your purpose. The success formula is simple but not easy. Some things are simple but not easy. The success formula is one of those things. Simple. Every day you ask yourself the same 5 questions. What is the goal for today? What is the plan to achieve the goal? What am I going to do about it? What is the feedback? What is working and what isn't? In the light of the recent feedback results, what changes or adaptations do I need to make? Keep repeating the same 5-step process. In the office, keep everyone else on the success formula. Every day, ask them the same 5 questions. What is your goal? What is your plan? Over the last few days, what have you been doing about it? What have the feedback results been? What is working and what isn't? In the light of recent feedback results, what changes or adaptations do you need to make? Keep everyone you know on the success formula. It's simple, but not easy. Thank you.